Welcome back to the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. My name is Brittany Sheets, and I'm here with Nathan Ruggles today.
Hey, it's good to be here with you, Brittany, filling in here for Angela, who she will be back, though. She's out this week. But we'd like to send some thanks out to IBEW Local 5 and the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO. They both support our programming here at the Union Edge.
And joining us on the line right now, we've got Deb Klein of the Cleveland Jobs of Justice. Deb, welcome back.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you on Friday afternoons.
Always great to have you, Deb.
Well, and it's the weekend. It's coming. It's going to be here.
I'm very much looking forward to that.
TGIF, so.
Oh, yeah. All right. So what is going on here? Because I know there's a lot going on in the world, but I believe you wanted to talk a little bit more about DACA, which is not something we really hit today.
Right. And I think, and I know we talked about this last week, but I think we have to keep talking about it and keep emphasizing this October 5th deadline that's been put out. And this has been put out by the administration. And this is for anyone whose current DACA expires between September 5th and March 18th. They have until October 5th to renew their DACA. And again, it's really important. DACA is deferred action for childhood arrivals. People are allowed to get a work permit. They're allowed to get driver's licenses. And this is what Trump just took away. I think it's been now a week ago Tuesday. I mean, September 5th. That was a week ago Tuesday, right? Seems like time is flying, and it's been forever.
That's right. Lots happened.
But it's important for people that are current DACA recipients and whose DACA eligibility expires in that time frame that they go ahead and renew, and they have until October 5th. Now, the other thing that I want to talk about is that anyone who is listening that may be DACA eligible or who is currently receiving DACA or knows someone who's receiving DACA, please be careful who you go to help if you have help filling out the paperwork for the renewal, because there are a lot of people out there right now taking advantage of people because you know this is going on and as always, people see opportunities and they want to take advantage. So I suggest that that anyone who is looking to renew their application maybe get in touch with a local organization like Dream Activist Ohio here in Ohio. There are national organizations, United We Dream, to find out if there are clinics, because I know a lot of areas are starting to hold clinics where people can go in as a group and have their renewals filled out. So please be careful and don't fall for someone who may be trying to take advantage, because the other thing you have to worry about is not only could they possibly be taking advantage, but they may not know how to fill out the paperwork correctly.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning that. It's like tragedy upon tragedy to hear that the individuals who are caught in this difficult situation, it's already difficult, but then they're faced with the idea that they could get, you know, potentially be the victim of a scam of some kind at this very critical time. So, and I think we should mention too, for some listeners. So when we're talking about these DACA people in DACA, we're talking about what's also called the Dreamers, right? And these are
Correct. Individuals
who they came over in large part, right, as children, and they were brought over right, and some at very young ages, and the average age is fairly low. Correct, Deb?
Right. As a matter of fact, the requirements is they have to be under the age of 31 as of June 15th, 2012. They had to come to the United States while they were under the age of 16, and they had to continuously live in the United States for a 5-year period from June 15th, 2017 to the present. I know it's kind of odd, but a lot of the kids, because it is, we're talking children, we're talking 17, 18, 19, 20, and then older young people in their 20s, came over as babies. You know, their parents carried them over. And, of course, the parents are here and they're undocumented. But this is the only country they've ever known. They grew up here. They went to school here. They lived their lives here. So this is their country. And if you talk to anyone who is in this situation, that's the first thing they'll say. This is my country. I grew up here. They don't know a life in another country, especially the younger people or the people that were brought here as babies and younger children. And to say that, oh no, we should just deport them and send them back, I'm at a loss of words. I know what I would like to say, but I can't say it on the airwaves, so that's why I'm having a difficult time. But it's important that we keep talking about this October 5th deadline, unless I know that there's a lot of movement nationally to try to extend that deadline, because that's coming up here fairly quickly. But again, people need to get their paperwork in to renew their DACA. And anyone else that already has their paperwork in, they will probably have their DACA renewed as long as they meet the criteria. And one thing that people need to really understand, and I know I talked about this last week, is because we hear this all the time, why don't they get their citizenship? Well, they can't. They are not currently qualified to get their citizenship because they came over there undocumented. So it's really important as you discuss this with other people, and it's to educate other people so that they're aware that a DACA recipient is ineligible for a green card or citizenship by the very fact that they came over here and they're undocumented.
Well, and so, we should mention too that getting citizenship and getting a green card, it's a very expensive process potentially for people. Correct?
Well, everything, even reapplying for DACA, you have to pay for that. There's a fee associated with that that has to go to the government. So, I mean, anything that they do to reapply. I've seen so many things and heard so many things. I've talked to people, and people say, well, why would they want to get a green card? Because they come over here and they get all of these benefits and they get all this free stuff. And it's just not true. So I know that we as advocates have a lot of educating that we still have to do, but unfortunately I think there's a whole group of people where they just don't want to hear it. And I think that's totally unfortunate. But well,
and
it
too,
is
these,
what it is.
These fees we're talking about, we're not talking like a $5 or even a $20 like filing fee here. We're talking about big, and attorneys need to be involved at times too, correct?
Right. I think I'm almost positive that the fee to refile for DACA is $400. It could be a little less, but we're not talking $100. It's expensive, but it's worth it to them because they can now work in the irregular economy and not have to stay in the shadows and work in the underground economy. I mean, that's one of the most important things that people need to remember. Once the person has that work permit, then they're now working in the economy and contributing to the economy and not working in the underground economy.
Well,
so
these,
it's very important.
And these individuals, too, they willingly gave up a lot of information about their whereabouts and such to the U.S. government with the idea that they would be under DACA and they would be protected from the deportation, and now the idea that they could be deported is just, I mean, frankly, cruel and heartless. But now I understand you do, Deb, you do have some potential events coming up or actions related to these efforts. Is that correct?
Right. Right now we're putting a lot of effort in trying to get people to contact the United States representative and the United States senator. And our target here for Senate, on the Senate side, is Rob Portman. So we're going to be doing, for the Ohio listeners, we're going to be doing like the old-fashioned doll chain. But we're going to do, our goal is to get at least 520 of these little characters filled out with people. With people's signatures, it says, I support the DREAM Act. So we're going to have a doll chain. And the doll chain, if we get all 520 of them, it'll be the length of at least a football field. And we're going to deliver that to Rob Portman's office. So if anybody is interested in adding their name to one of these little doll characters, please let me know. You can message me on Facebook at facebook.com/ClevelandJWJ or send me an email at dkline, and that's D-K-L-I-N-E at ClevelandJWJ.org, and I'll send you one, and I'll tell you exactly how you can get your name on one of these dolls.
Excellent, Deb.
That's for Ohio.
Yes, and excellent, Deb. So if you, we want pictures, okay? Promise us pictures, and you should definitely send us those on social media when the time comes, okay? Be sure to share with us at the Union Edge.
That's our plan. For people that sign them, we're going to have them hold them up with and get pictures, and we're going to put them up on Facebook as well. So that's our plan. Good idea.
Well, very good. Well, we'll look forward to it, and we always look forward to having you on here. Deb Kline here with Cleveland Job Justice. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is Nathan Ruggles here with Brittany Sheets here on the Union Edge Labor Talk Radio.